Wouldn't it be great to have a black hole in your office, right? Trap all the light, take a nap, kind of a cloak of invisibility. The problem, of course, with this is that it would truly annoy your coworkers. It would suck everything into the black hole, including light, and make a real mess of your workplace. But what if you could trap light without going to the trouble of making a black hole? I'm serious here. Way beyond shiny blackness, polished ebony, or obsidian, I'm talking so black and unreflective that the light seems to get sucked right out of your eyes.
How much more black could this be? And the answer is none.
Using nanotechnology, it's always nanotechnology, right? A British company has done just that, a blacker-than-black material that absorbs more light than any other substance known. Dr. Stephen Westland, a professor of color science at University of Leeds, is very excited about this.
Many people think that black is the absence of light. But in fact, if you think about your black car or your black jeans, your black smartphone, any of those things, they all reflect the light falling upon them. So black isn't really the absence of light.
What does this Vantablack have that causes it to be more black than, say, you know, a can of Krylon spray paint that I might, spray on a wall?
Most surfaces that we come across in the world reflect about 4% of the light falling upon them. So there's a limit to how black they can be. But these new substances are made out of something called nanotubes. Think of taking a human hair and splitting it 10,000 times down its length. That's the sort of fineness we're talking about. And when you make materials out of that sort of material, they can absorb literally almost all of the light that falls upon them. In fact, it's a world record in terms of how black it is in physical terms.
Is this an expensive material? Would it be utilizable for fashion? What would you actually use this for?
I don't know the cost, but my understanding is it's very, very expensive. I guess in the distant future, it could be used for fashion. And it would be extremely unusual because, let's say someone's wearing a Spider-Man suit made out of this material. They would just look like almost like a shadow, just like a black shape.
So it would be like, reality itself is sort of cut out of...
Exactly. So like you've cut out of what you're looking at. But the applications being thought of aren't for fashion because it's too expensive.
Right.
The sort of thing I'm looking at is taking photographs of very distant stars in the universe and try to get a cleaner, better image.
So you could precisely pinpoint what you want to look at, and all of the other light bouncing around would be absorbed by this strange stuff.
And that would enable you to look further and deeper into space. And that's the sort of applications people are thinking of.
Now, does the nanotube stuff literally capture the light, or does it just sort of trick it? Is it an optical illusion? Is it geometry that's at work here?
It's a bit of geometry and a bit of scale. So the light basically bounces around inside a network of these tubes. Eventually, it gets absorbed and turned into heat, which is actually what happens, by the way, with all of our clothes. So you might have heard people say, for example, if you wear a white T-shirt in summer, it's cooler than a black T-shirt. And you may have thought, is that an old wives' tale or is it really true?
Right.
Well, actually, it's really true. You can measure it because when things absorb light, whether they're black or dark navy, for example, something has to happen to the light, the energy. And what happens to it is that it gets converted from light into heat. And you can actually measure the temperature increase of someone wearing a black T-shirt compared to a white T-shirt, for example.
Well, Dr. Westland, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Very nice to speak with you.
Dr. Stephen Westland is a professor of color science at the University of Leeds. You want to see some of this stuff? Just go to thetakeaway.org. We've got some posted up there. Of course, it's not as black as if you were holding it in your hand, but it's close.